T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, we are back. It's Marks and Reese. We'll have a something special coming up at 4 o'clock today involving Levi, because this is the final awards that we are giving away in the Levi's, the 94 WIP Awards. We've given out Levi's Ike all week. The Middays has, the Morning Show has, and we wrap it up with the Levi for the best game since 2000. The nominees are
the WIP Awards. And the nominations for Best Game of the 2000s are Game 1 of the 2001 NBA Finals, Sixers beat the Lakers. The NFC title game in 2004, Eagles beat the Falcons.
Yeah!
Game 5 of the 2008 World Series, Phillies beat the Rays. Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Semifinals, Flyers beat the Bruins. Roy Halladay's playoff no-hitter versus the Reds in the 2010 NLDS. Chris Jenkins' buzzer beater to win the 2016 national title for Villanova. And the Super Bowl for the 2017 season, the Eagles beat the Patriots.
Oh, come on, man.
The Levi goes to Ike.
Well.
The Levi goes to Super Bowl 52.
Oh!
77%. Voted for the Super Bowl. Coming in second was the 2008 World Series Game 5. That was 13%. 5% for the NBA Finals Game 1 and back in 2001. The Halladay no-hitter. Playoff no-hitter, 3%. The Chris Jenkins buzzer beater, 1%. And then NFC Championship Game, just 1%.
Oh, that's how y'all did us? 1%?
And the Flyers.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Game 7 was less than 1%.
Yeah.
All right, so we knew the Super Bowl was going to win. That was
tough to beat the Super Bowl.
So second place was the World Series, Game 5.
Yeah, not surprised there either.
Yeah, because it's the World Series.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I thought that the buzzer beater for Chris Jenkins would have gotten a little bit more support just because it was that good of a game, and it was a buzzer beater for a national championship. I know it's
it's not Villanova. It's not enough Nova people voting.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's what that boils down to.
But the NFC Championship game. In 2004 for the Eagles, with just 1%.
Yeah, 17 years ago.
Well, it wasn't a great game.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Yeah,
I certainly wouldn't have it over Doc's no-hitter.
Yes, yeah, I would agree that
I wouldn't have it over the AI step over Tyronn Lue game, knocking off the Lakers where, I mean, what, the Sixers were a huge underdog in that game.
Yep. Only game they won.
Yeah, so.
And a World Series game's tough to beat.
Yeah, because you got the split games. So, yeah, not much drama in that NFC Championship game.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Pretty much it was a win. It felt like a win the whole game.
Like, what would be the memorable play from that game?
Crumpler and
Dawkins. Yeah, Dawkins hit.
Oh, the Chad Lewis touchdown, I guess.
Yeah, but I would say the most memorable play is the
Crumpler
hit on Crumpler. Yeah.
He caught, right?
Yeah.
He did catch it.
Such a hater. Yeah.
He's not a hater. I'm just saying, like, the biggest hit in Eagles history, apparently, the guy caught the ball. At least Malcolm Jenkins blew up Brandon Cooks, and he's out for the game.
He's out for the rest of the game.
Which is a more impressive hit, the Cooks hit or the Algie Crumpler hit?
Well, I would say the Algie Crumpler hit.
Yeah.
I mean, hitting a 5'9", 170-pound wide receiver while he's not looking.
That's Crumpler was 250 chugging down the
250 hell. Crumpler's 280. I played with Algie. That wasn't 250. Algie can get up to 300.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Closer to a D lineman than
a tight
end.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's awesome. The Howdy playoff no hitter though was like when I look at all of them. Obviously, when you're playing for a championship, there's greater significance on that game. But the Howdy playoff no hitter was just so much fun.
Yeah,
it really was.
I mean, it just tells you it finished third.
Fourth?
Oh, the AI play, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's iconic.
Yeah, for sure.
The AI play.
For sure.
So, somewhat surprised that that the World Series didn't get a little bit more support, but 13%, I guess, is decent. So,
I mean, it's
the
Super Bowl.
I mean, yeah, because you're basically splitting up six other votes.
Right.
The Super Bowl got 77%.
And the Super Bowl was such a great game, too. It wasn't just that the Eagles won.
Yep.
It was a fantastic game. All right, well, there you go.
Was the Super Bowl the best Super Bowl ever? Just the game itself.
One of them.
Obviously, we know the outcome here. Everyone loved it. But, like, just the game itself.
I think it's in their top 10 Super Bowls. If they did a list of 10 best Super Bowls, I think Patriots-Eagles Super Bowl 52 makes the list. Brady is such a great player. He threw for 500 yards, the Philly special, backup quarterback.
Drama with touchdowns.
Because it's more than just how the game played out. You got to realize that it was the drama that came into it also. So, yeah, I think it would make the top 10 list.
The Zach Ertz touchdown that you thought was going to be overturned. Yeah. The Corey Clement touchdown, it looked like it was going to be overturned.
I thought it was a great game.
Oh, it was a great game. So what is the best Super Bowl? What is the – I mean, you had a lot of –
I mean, that one is for us, but that's not going to be the best Super Bowl for everybody.
I think the one that sticks out for a lot of people is the Tyree catch because of the 17 – or 18-0 Patriots at that point.
Right.
And the Giants and that catch, and they go down the field and win. For me, it's that one.
Yeah. No, I'm out.
Yeah, but wasn't it a boring game? That was a low-scoring game. I know it was – everybody loved to see the Patriots lose, but as far as entertainment – I don't know how entertaining that game was.
I love the Steelers Arizona Cardinals game. That was a great game. Santonio Holmes at the end, the Harrison interception picking off. That really turned that game around. Arizona scores right there. Who knows what's going to happen right before the half? So,
yep.
I mean, that was a great game to me.
Yep, that's a good one. All right, back to the phones with our buddy Herb from Northeast Phillies on the line. What's up, Herbie?
All right, listen. I want you guys. There's a word in the dictionary, and you guys been talking about this for years.
All right.
Okay, and it's called replenish. Replenish the stock, okay? Mm-hmm. And it happens every year, every 3 years, every 5 years. These contracts, you've got to know every year the performance of these players. This is why we're in this situation in the last couple years. We messed up in the draft. It's all about replenishing. Eskin wouldn't let me talk about this last night. He was down at the Sixers game. But we had a nice little argument for 5 minutes.
Fascinating.
Listen, we ain't taking this guy. Ike, you say what you want. I know about Wilson. I want somebody younger that can move out of the pocket. This kid. Give him a shot. He's one of six quarterbacks that played in this Southwest, Southeast, whatever you want to call it. Okay? Give the guy a shot. Let him see what he can do. I'd like to see if we can get one more pick. Okay? If we can get away, get three players and try to get another number one pick. No, that's what I need. Another number.
Well, how are you going to get that?
Okay, either now or for next year. Let's clean house. They were talking. You were talking this week, last week. There's five players. Slay is going to make $50 million.
I got you. Thank you. I don't think they have a player they could trade for a number one pick. And it seems like the players that are obviously going to stay are going to be here. So I don't think they're going to be trading players to get other first-round draft picks. Let's go to Vinny in Northeast Philly. Vinny!
What's going on?
Vinny!
What's up, Vinny?
Yeah, I wouldn't trade for him. He's a little too old right now.
He'll be 33, Ike, as we discussed.
He'll be 33 November 29th.
What, does he have another 4 years of prime with us, if that.
Really? I don't know. He's never missed a game. He's never injured. You can make an argument. Two of the five best quarterbacks that played this year were 37 and 43 years old, including Russell Wilson being one of those five best quarterbacks to play this year at 32 years old. So that's all I'm saying, Vinny. We all talk about we want a top five quarterback, an elite guy, and this and that and the other. But I guess you guys would rather just stay young and hope Jalen Hurts becomes an elite quarterback. I got it.
We have no talent around us to block them or to catch a ball or anything.
So then add talent.
Who's going to add the talent, though?
What do you mean? The GM, Howie Roseman.
He's not going to add talent. He can't add.
So how are we going to win with Jalen Hurts then?
Carson Wentz, to be honest, we could give him another year.
I know. I'm asking you, how are we going to win with Jalen Hurts?
We're not going to win with Jalen Hurts.
Oh, okay.
So why wouldn't you do it? You said the GM can't make
Yeah, I'm not sure where you're at with the team right now, Vinny. You got no hope in the organization is what you're saying, huh?
Not within the next 2 years now.
Okay.
All right, Vinny, appreciate it.
You're okay with that.
Okay. I'm definitely not okay with it.
Listen, here's what I want people to understand. All I'm trying to do is eliminate another huge mistake being made. Right? We keep talking about finding a quarterback, and when we find a quarterback, is he elite? Jack, how many shows did we do? Is Carson Wentz top 10? Is he elite? How many shows did we do with that nonsense?
40.
40. Is it top 10? And when we talked about it as if we wanted a top 5 quarterback, top 10 quarterback, an elite quarterback that everybody would agree is elite. Now we've got a chance to get one potentially, and nobody wants the elite quarterback. Please tell me, am I in a twilight zone right now? We're that in love with the idea of Jalen Hurts, and I'll keep saying it. This isn't a shot at Jalen Hurts. This is an opportunity to upgrade and accelerate this whole rebuilding process. Because, by the way, you guys act like the rebuilding process is a guarantee.
It's not.
I mean, at least with Russell Wilson, you got less work to do.
215-592-9494. Back to your phone calls on the other side.
Do you realize, I don't know, the DK probably made it this year. But I'm just thinking off the top of my head, and somebody will correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think Russell Wilson has had a wide receiver pass catcher a Pro Bowl wide receiver.
1 year, who was it? What's his name?
Doug Baldwin, does he count?
No.
I mean, if he made the Pro Bowl, but he's not an elite receiver.
Yeah, I always thought he was pretty good, but I mean, Pro Bowl level. Golden Tate was there for a little bit.
Yeah, none of those guys were. And Golden Tate is much better after he left Seattle than he was with Seattle.
Yes. Before it went to the Lions.
Yeah, he was better in Detroit.
I believe it was in 16, Tyler Lockett made it.
Lockett made it.
Was that as a punt returner or?
No. Tyler Lockett had 100 receptions this year.
Yeah, he threw the ball. Yeah.
And 10 touchdowns. DK Metcalf had 1,300 yards mm-hmm. and 10 touchdowns.
So 9 years into his career, he finally gets those level of caliber wide receivers. I said that to say this. The guy has had the ability to lift the players up around him. That's why I said it. It's not like he's been surrounded with elite level pass catchers his entire career. So he's put up outstanding numbers. In 9 years, he's made 7 Pro Bowls as a quarterback. You don't make 7 Pro Bowls as a quarterback. It's almost unheard of. It's hard to make the Pro Bowl as a quarterback. He's made 7 in 9 years. He's had 1 year where he had a Pro Bowl wide receiver? 2 out of 9 years?
Sounds like Donovan.
Had it this year.
And you're telling me because of these guys, you're telling me Rager and these guys wouldn't benefit from having Russell Wilson as their quarterback?
Well, I don't know if it sways you at all, but Travis Fulgham has tweeted, I'm not worried about our offense at all this year. And Jalen Rager quote tweeted that and said, at all. So watch out for the Eagles this year.
All the young guns.
Watch out for the Eagles.
All right, but real quick, better hit Sheldon Brown on Reggie Bush. Or the other two we were talking about.
Oh, no. Sheldon might have one of the best hits in Eagles history.
Right, just for the hit, not where what the game or where it was. Just the hit. Sheldon's a better hit.
Than the dog hit.
Than the dog hit.
Yes.
And the Malcolm hit.
Yeah.
Malcolm's is probably most important.
Yes.
Well, of course.
Yeah, of course. knock their primary wide receiver out of the game. Coming up.
He did.
Elliott Shore Parks for his usual Friday hit. Would he do the Russell Wilson trade? Does he have confidence in Howie to rebuild this roster? Would he take a quarterback at six? That is next with Elliott Shore Parks. Today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Chickies and Pete's new seasonal seafood specialties are here. Jumbo, lump crab cakes, limoncello, seafood bake, the shrimp po' boy, and many more. Get the full menu at chickiesandpete's.com. Back with Elliott next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.